Blog Talk Radio.
Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus music.
Yeah. Back on the grind again. I know it's been a little while, but it's time again. Folks at the crate, where you gon' rhyme again? I'm like, hold up, give me time, my man. See a lot of things change, some stay the same. I'm from H-Town to D-Town to Memphis, man. One thing is for sure, everywhere I go. People caught up in themselves, money caught the clothes. Yeah. They talk about it all the time and put it in their song. They drive around and play it loud like it ain't nothing wrong. And all they talk about is simple stuff. Got everybody acting bad, thinking that they a thug. And they trying to drown me out, but now they ain't gonna count me out. I got a backpack full of tracks, plus I keep a Jelly Mac so we can pound it out. Plus I'm bumping these Jesus beats whenever they see me. People looking all confused because every one of my tunes is screaming Jesus beats. I was bumping that Trip Lee, BJ rolling with me. Both our heads nodding like we dozing or we tipsy. But we ain't been drinking, man. Now this song just banging, man. Got us screaming Jesus out the window while we changing lanes, while we just
riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus music. Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus. Riding, riding with my top down, down, top, top down. Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus. Riding, riding with my top, riding, riding with my top down. Riding with my top down, down. Jesus, Jesus music. Riding with my top, riding, riding with my top down. Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus music.
If you hear that bass bang, can you see it in your streets? That's up your boy's plan, man. It's gonna be them Jesus beats. That stuff we bumping ain't that lean with it, crack with it. Nope, it's that change of life, and please let the rock hit. All the stuff that we bump for the Santa Crate. Crush 116, I pray to grace. One lost and fan, but we damn a grace. And the thoughts all stuff, but we fan of life. Never stand a race. So what's out to the good in a fan of life? Cause the gospel is good. In the past, I don't think y'all understood. Now y'all done messed up, let us out in your hood. We got the windows down, and when we finna cruise, okay. We tryna glorify the Lord with what we listen to.
Okay.
We bump that cross movement, cross we bump that Lambo,
Lambo.
We bet that Jesus music.
Okay.
Get
okay
up your hands, bro.
Yeah.
It might be screwed and chap. It might be East Coast.
Okay.
Either way, this Jesus music tap. Bump this in your speakers, bro.
Play
loud. The Lord ain't pleased with that money and weed. So if you hear them thugs, can you see yourself in your streets?
Riding,
I might be
riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus music. Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus. Riding, riding with my top down, down, top, top down. Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus. Riding, riding with my top, riding, riding with my top down. Riding with my top down, down. Jesus, Jesus music. Riding with my top, riding, riding with my top down. Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus music.
You like music from rap to gospel, but you probably never heard nobody rap the gospel. Different sound, but the truth's the same. With no choirs, no bands, but the truth remains. We got fam in the clique, set the booth to flames. Ain't news up the city like Deuce of Flame. If you lost in the flow, don't lose the name. It's Jesus Christ, the King of the Jews, my man. This ain't entertainment, dog, the time is truth. But you'd rather hear a song about shiny coops? Nope, not fat, not gat, not killer rap. 100% Christ, the blood spiller rap. Y'all feeling that? Rap rapture with the gospel truth. Hey, trip, yo, really back. Y'all feeling that? Rap rapture with the gospel truth. Hey, trip, y'all really back.
Call you hear that boom bell. And you hear some dudes rap. It ain't them folks that boast. It's folks that tell you where the truth
okay,
at.
Okay.
We don't want to hear bad dimes of dope.
No.
We don't want to hear bad knives of smoke.
No.
We don't want to hear bad moving packs and foolish cats who lying boast.
No.
We do want to hear bad Christ the King.
Yeah.
We do want to hear how lives have changed.
Yeah.
We do want to hear how God is pleased and theology at the Bible, man.
Okay.
It's Jesus music, turn heads. So turn it up and let them know.
Let
and now we do, we first stand. It's Jesus music, better bro.
Riding, riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus music. Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus. Riding, riding with my top down, down, top, top down. Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus. Riding, riding with my top, riding, riding with my top down. Riding with my top down, down. Jesus, Jesus music. Riding with my top, riding, riding with my top down. Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus music.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't think y'all hear me out there, Joshua Generation. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord some praise on today. Hallelujah. He is worthy to be praised. Just a generation, I don't know about you, but when I ride with my top down, listen to my Jesus music, I get excited. When I'm all alone in my room and I listen to my Jesus music, I get excited. When I walk up down the street, listen to my Jesus music, I get excited. Hallelujah. I am Pastor Tashana Wiley, and yes, you have tuned into Dr. Generation. Hallelujah. Where the show where the young people will be able to be heard on today. Hallelujah. And they have something to say on today. And if you think you don't have nothing to say on today, ask God, and he will lead you and guide you their way. Hallelujah. I'm excited about what God is going to do on today on Josh Generation. I'm going to introduce the song, and I'm going to present to others the crew of Joshua, hallelujah, of Joshua Generation, hallelujah.
We can't talk about nothing if it ain't church related. Give God praise, without him you couldn't have made it. Kids, pick up the Bible, scroll to Revelations. You are now tuning in to Joshua's Generation. Hey, what's up, y'all? This is JD.
Yeah, it's me, Lil D.
Hey, y'all, this is Apresha. Sasha and Pastor Tashana Wiley, can you please read a scripture for me?
Yes, I will. Hallelujah. I just want to say something before Sister Apresha reads the scripture on today. I want everybody to know that just because these some young people on today, they're going to say something to bless your life. The Bible says a child shall lead. Hallelujah. I'm here to let you know that Joshua Generation is the next generation to carry the mantle. They're the next generation who are the chosen to walk in excellency, to walk in royalty. They are the Psalms 112, verse 2 said, our children and our descendants will be successful everywhere. Our children and our descendants will be the ones to walk with the power and more authority than we have. I'm expecting a word on today. I'm expecting God to say something on today. I'm expecting God to move like never before on today. Hallelujah. And I'll be coming to the word of the Lord out of Romans, Revelation 20, verse 1 through 3, out of New Living Translation. And I'm just expecting these young people to give me something on today to motivate me to move into the later on in the week. Hallelujah. And the word of the Lord says, then I saw an angel coming down from heaven with the key to the bottomless pit and a heavy chain in his hand. He seized the dragon, that old serpent, who is the devil, Satan, and bound him in chains for 1,000 years. The angel threw him into the bottomless pit, and he then shut and locked up Satan, could not deceive the nations anymore until the 1,000 years were finished. Afterward, he must be released for a little while. I want to go back to verse 3. And it says, the angel threw him into the bottomless pit. When? He then shut and locked Satan up so he could not deceive the nations anymore. Could not deceive. How is somebody getting this? The devil, Satan, cannot deceive the nations anymore. Let me say that one more time for everybody listening to this. Satan could not deceive the nations anymore until 1,000 years were finished. Afterward, he must be released for a little while. I read to you Revelation 20, verse 1 through 3. May God have a blessing to the reading here of his word for the edification of our souls. Sister LaPreece, back into your hand.
Thank you, Sister Pastor Wiley. Well, I'm going to say this before y'all think that I'm going to judge y'all. I'm not going to come up here and judge y'all. I'm going to say the simple fact that the devil is down there in the pit. When he was thrown down there, he's in the pit, thrown down. So when every time y'all say that the devil make y'all do this, the devil do this, and the devil do that, it's not the devil. It's your flesh that wants to do that. It's the mindset that the devil telling you, your flesh is the other half, is telling you that it's not nobody else but your flesh, and then the devil come in later on. You can't say the devil control you and overtake you. If you allow the devil control you and take you, then yes, the devil has some type of power over you. But if you ain't letting the devil control you or not doing this and not doing that, then you can sit there and say that the devil's not controlling you. It's up to your state of mind that you let the devil control you. The devil's already in the pit, for Christ's sake. All the way deep down, the lava, the surface, and everything else. He's deep down there, and how somebody gonna control your mind? And you, he all the way down there. How can y'all let the devil? How can we all let the devil control our mind when he all the way down there?
How could you let the devil control your mind when you have your own mind to do what you got to do? Like, just say for instance, God gave everybody a calling. It's up to you to go ahead and make that happen. You know, put your trust in God. If you got trust in God, then the devil may, there's no worries, because he's not no one that really will be there to break you down. I mean, he would get in your mind a couple of times and make you do foolish things and say foolish things, but it's up to you to have the strength and the passion to want to do right. You know, it's just not only that you got to go to church, and, you know, everybody should just take time and just go to church and get God's word in their ears. So for that week, you wouldn't have to worry about the devil, because all you have on your mind is God, and you know that he got your back. The devil cannot harm you if you don't let him.
Yeah, like Jay was saying, I agree with that. See, look at me. I'm only 15. And look, I've been through a lot of things. Matter of fact, let me get on a little something about my life story. See, when I was little, I used to do bad things. I used to be on the streets. I used to sell dope. I used to fight and everything. I mean, God didn't expect you to come to him right away. Like, ain't nobody to judge you. Ain't nobody here to harm you. And, you know, things like this. I know I'm kind of off topic, but, you know, I'm coming to tell y'all in my own words how I experienced things. The only reason I'm on this radio show is because I did something stupid. Because I sold weed on the street. But you know what? God changed me. God made me what I am today. I can't say I'm perfect. I can't say I'm doing everything right. But all I know is that God's changing me. I'm becoming better. You know, I'm going to church every day faithfully and everything, doing what I'm supposed to do. Like, people out there ain't ready to be saved. They get because they hard. They on the street sagging, think they are. I ain't judging y'all. I'm just saying I used to do that. Matter of fact, sometimes I still do the same things. You know why? Because I'm not fully changed. But you want to know something? It's called a work in progress. See, when God enters your mind and heart and he lets you do stuff, you'll be just like me. See, look, when I be on the street, I still fight, I still got anger problems. Why? Because God's still changing on me. I'm not fully complete. So, matter of fact, don't even think none of us judge you. The pastors don't even judge you. It's all about help. See, when people get help out there and come to the right person, that's how you'll be able to change. I can't say you ain't gonna find me on the street doing something bad. Why? Because I am. I'm only 15. I'm gonna turn 16 to like when September. But guess what? I'm 15 years of worth of experience. So when I become good, I know how to minister other lives and tell you how I've been through things. And you know what else? Anybody want to help, just come to God today. This is your chance. We your generation. We ain't come to judge. We came to help. And if y'all need help, just keep coming to the radio station. Help other lives. Listen, what I'm saying is, I'm not saved. I'm not everything. But you know what's something else? I'm on the street. I be on the street just like some other thugs. But guess what else? I also go to church faithfully. I get praise, so. Matter of fact, instead of my heart being stubborn, I also listen to people. Same way I listen to me. I listen to my mom. I listen to everybody else. Because nobody in this world is perfect. You could be on the street, church, delivered. You know what? You know what? I'm getting in the zone. All right, let me get down to it. See what I'm saying. All right, we all as humans, right? So, you know, we got tips. Same thing my sister was saying. The devil don't control us, man. It's our natural habitat what we experience. See, when people do stuff, they expect to keep, well, people say old, how can I say this? Old school. It's all about old school. People think because the people you say, devil make you do stuff, and he's what he is, it ain't about that. It's the things that is in our mind that make us say the devil did it. It's really us. Like me. I can't go around saying the devil made me sell that weed. I can't go around saying the devil made me fight. When I got locked up, I can't even say, no. When I got arrested, I can't say the devil made me do that. Why? Because I was just doing it just to be cool. It's peer pressure. That's all it is. All right.
I agree with everything my brother was just saying. We not coming here to judge you. We all have been through some things and some experience in life. So why would we be here to judge you? I'm telling you, as a young person myself, I have been through things right now in my life that I have control of myself. The devil didn't make me do it. It was my own state of mind that wanted to. My mama always tell me the dirtiest thing on your body is your feet, because your feet races to do evil. You walk. Everywhere you go, you walk to do whatever you got to do. You walk to go sell that weed. You walk to go do this. You walk to go do that. Like, I have walked to go do some things that I love to do. It's some things that you love to crave. The Proverbs 6 might say, your feet races to do evil. And that is one of the things that I do. I still race to do evil right now. I'm not perfect. I'm a Christian. I do stuff and do everything else. But it's some things that I have not let go and I have not gave God yet. But I'm not here to judge. I'm just saying I agree with my brother, whatever he said. It's a habitat of our mind. It's a state of our mind. And we all need to just give it to God.
I truly agree with that, with both of them are saying, because not only that, I was used to be on the street and used to sell weed and everything. I used to go to jail, like, every time because I thought it was so cool to do. But it's not the right thing to do. The right thing to do is go ahead and put your trust in God and believe in him and think that, you know that you will succeed. You know, not being young, who says that you, while you're young, you can't be wealthy and know, live how you want to live. With God, you can do whatever you want to do. That's why he gave everybody a call. And I think not only that we should be here doing this, but everybody should be fulfilling their dreams, right?
Amen. I truly agree. I agree with everything that Jenny was saying. We all want to go strive and go higher and go forth in God. We must believe and have faith. We're not coming here to say that we are perfect. We're not coming here to say that we don't have faults and we don't do nothing, because we do. We all young. We all the people in the world is not perfect. What you think? If that God never died on the cross for our sins, we are perfect. He did that because he already know what we're going to do before we even did it. He knew every day is planned that whatever we're going to do, he knew already that we're going to do it. That's why when you say, God, forgive me for what I've done today, because he already knew what you did anyway. He just want to hear it out your mouth.
Yeah, I agree with y'all said. But now I'm back. I meditate. I love something else. I agree with they saying about how God, when you know you, he's waiting on y'all, man, like me. He's definitely waiting on me. To be honest, man, if y'all come out here where I'm at and around the street, y'all hear my name out there. Because, you know, I'm not, you know, to be honest, I was more of a church then. I never used to listen to nothing nobody say. I never was the type to get prayed for. But you want to know something? God, right at the last minute, I say that. I had a voice in my head. Back then, I used to think I was crazy. I didn't know what it was. It was God. And you want to know something else? I also go to prayers. I get preached for. What I'm saying is, y'all need to come on out here and follow me. I don't want to be the only one that's out there that's getting prayed for and thinking I come to the Lord. I ain't trying to come to it by myself. And so, and you know, I'm in the zone. That's why I'm pausing. Because, you know, like, I just don't know how to let it out. So if I pause, excuse me. But I'm back anyway. Yeah, y'all, see, to be honest, man, this only my first radio show. This first time I ever spoke to a big crowd like this. But you want to know something? These are not my words I'm saying. It's all God using me. If any gangster people out here listening to that thing, I'm like, y'all know y'all can't be who y'all really is. Gang ain't out there no more, man. Vice Lord's been played out. That's what I used to claim. Matter of fact, when I was in Vegas, I used to hang out with the Bloods. I got shot at. I almost shot at people. And you know what else? God brought me out of that. I could have been there right now. Matter of fact, when I was in my mama's stomach, I wasn't even supposed to be there. So I know I ain't the only one out there in the world that's experiencing this. And so if you give life to God and let him change you, you know, you will be also that, man. I'm not even perfect, like I said before. Basically, I got all my words out, but now I'm handing it to JD.
Well, yeah, like Pastor Tashana told us like a little while before we did this radio show, she told us that you was your own person, so you're going to have to do this by your own. Like, when God comes to judge you, he's going to judge us individual. You know, you can't be out there, you know, worrying about what your homeboy is going to do. It's a good thing to try to get them to come with you, but if they can't come, then you're going to have to go do your own thing, because God got a plan for you, and if they don't want to get it right, then you're going to have to do your own stuff. I mean, the only reason why, I mean, like, because I'm in this little thing. You know, we trying to get this little radio station going right, but I feel like sometimes, you know, we don't be always real with it. and we get a little things, like it kind of little frighten me a little bit to talk about God and everything because I'm not so strong up in them. But I'm here to tell you, I ain't going to quit now, and I'm not going to stop tomorrow. I'm going to keep on going just like you should do. We're going to keep on going.
I agree with everything that my brother and JD was saying. The simple fact that God is not going to judge you. God is waiting on you. He's ready for you to come up and give your life right to him. I know we all have been through some things, and we all are not perfect. And, okay, just because we young, we got a voice, too. We can be heard. We can be known. Why can't we be known? We as people, we is just like everyone else. We have a word. We have something to do. We need y'all help. We need more young people in God, because God ready for us to take all these young people forward. The devil is trying to take us out. That's why he getting all the young people one by one. But I speak here today that the devil will not touch our young folks, that we will go forward, and that we will be the Joshua generation that God has called us to be. And I will not, excuse me, y'all, for pausing, but God knows everything that I'm about to say right now. I rebuke the devil right now in the name of Jesus. I give all the young people to God, and we will be the leaders that you have called us to be. And God, just I pray for all of us young people to come forward and do the calling that you have called us to do.
Yeah, for sure, I agree with that too. And also is what I want people to do with me. Everybody, when this radio show, please do this with me. I don't want to be on one long. I want y'all to go home every night and every day, and just ask God what it is that you want to do. I don't fully know my purpose. I don't even know what he want me to do in his word. But whatever it is, I promise you, I'm going to seek it. I don't want to be fake on this radio show talking to y'all, acting like I'm all dignified and stuff, because I'm not. All I'm saying is I want people to help me do what I'm saying is I don't want to be on this word alone. When the time comes, I'm trying to be right. I know some things we all going to mess up on. But like I'm saying, I want all y'all to go every night and just pray to God, ask him what it is y'all want to do. People, preachers all around are thinking they know they calling, think they know their purpose. No, don't nobody know but God. So when you do it, you pray to God and you ask him and say, God, what is it that you want me to do? Like me. Like I'm saying, I don't fully know everything. I used to when I was little, but then I started with him because I wanted to get out there in the world. And I'm telling you now, people who out there think they know the world, they don't. It ain't good out there. It ain't safe. So I'm trying to come where the Lord will seek me at. And matter of fact, when I'm with the Lord, when I'm in his purpose, and when I'm at church, I feel accepted. Why? Because that's the place of the Lord. When you're in the streets, you're around there people that you want to be accepted by. You're not fully accepted. So all I'm saying is just come to God and do what you're supposed to do. I'm not judging nobody, because half of y'all, no, some people don't even know me on this call. All I'm saying is just do what you're supposed to do. Pray to God. You know, do stuff. Keep working in progress if you ain't fully saved. If you is, just keep doing better. Nobody's never too perfect in God. Nobody but him. So just keep doing what you're supposed to do and call on you. Just call on God whenever you need.
And another thing is, too, that I think we as people, we should read the Bible more, because the thing that Bishop said this Sunday, he told us that we don't get what he's saying when we read the Bible, at least get an understanding. You know, we have to read the Bible. That's our way in, and that is our way out, because if you look at it, the earth, the world is not nothing. We trying to get out of this thing, because at the end of the day, when God comes back and judge us, who going to be right? I mean, I want to be there right, so when I go up there, I want to see all the people up there, not just us. You know what I'm saying? Like, we trying to live so faithfully and everything, you know? Everybody want to live faithfully, man, but it's in your heart, you know? Follow your heart. It's your spirit, you know, you do what God asks you to do, you know. Just sit back, like D said, sit back sometimes, relax. You know, just sit back. Close your eyes and just ask God, like, what am I really here for? What is my purpose? What do you want me to do? And you will get an answer, because not only that everybody going to get an answer, but I have not thought that I was going to get an answer at first. I mean, I heard God, but I never knew that was God. You know, like, people think God going to come at you so strong and everything. God has a sense of humor. You know, he made us. So just think about it. Just sit back, relax, you know what I'm saying? Give God your all, because he gave us his all. I mean, he gave his own son for our sins. Why can't we just give him what he asking for? You know what I'm saying? Like, we've been getting crazy weathers and everything. But what people just think, God is even closer than he ever been to us now. So we as people, it's time to come as one. Let's help build this kingdom.
Amen. I agree with everything that you said. Why can't we help God bring his kingdom? We are the people that up there, we should build his kingdom and take back what's ours. We up here fighting and doing everything, us fighting one another, but we should be helping one another. Why are we sitting up here fighting one another when we should have to be praying for one another? You be doing all the talk behind people behind their back instead of you helping them, encouraging them, and telling them that stuff that they don't even be doing, no type of stuff that God is the reason why everything in this world is what it is, because the simple fact that he has placed everything where is that and how he set everything in his own image. God already knew everybody's gonna do stuff. God already know that the times are gonna change, that we was gonna do this, that we was gonna do this radio show as of today. He already know everything that we do. So why we can't give God a little bit of time? He wake us up, he do this, he make sure we have a house over our head, we make sure we have money and cars and everything else, and TV and clothes and shoes. So why can't we give him our time? He didn't have to wake us up. He didn't have to give us light. He didn't have to give us no clothes or nothing. So why can't we give him what we ask for? He give us the hardest desire, so why we can't give him our time? Why we can't sit here and just say that God help me do this and help me get right? I know I'm not perfect. I know I'm not this. So why we can't sit there? He already understands that. He knows you. He knows you better than you know yourself. So why you can't just sit up there and tell him how you feel? He already knows. He just wants you to tell him. That's all God wants you to do, is just talk to him and tell him how you feel. That's all God really wants you to do, but he can help you. He can't help you unless you don't talk to him. How he's supposed to help you if you can't even sit there and talk to y'all? You can talk to everybody else, talk to your friends, your mama, your boyfriend, everybody else, but you can't talk to God, the one who made you, the one that got you on this earth. Why you can't sit there and talk to him and tell him your problems and tell him how you feel and what you're going through and how mad and angry you are and stuff like that? So why you can't do it? He already knows it already. He just want to hear out your mouth so he can deliver you.
I got one question to ask y'all, and I want y'all to ask some other people too. Not to be judgy at all, like I said before. But why is it so hard for people in the world to serve God? You want to know the answer? We all was born in sin, right? So, you know, you can't just expect people to jump straight to it. So, you know what I'm saying? You got to pick back up. And that's something I've been asking myself. Why was it so hard for me to, be a Christian? Why was it so hard for me to serve God? Well, let me tell you my reason. I can't say for y'all. I can't say for the people that's out there that I want to ask. But I'm going to tell you why I thought it was so hard. Anyways, why it was so hard, because, you know, people thought I was a little pretty boy. You know, I'm the starter person on my football team, starter running back, you know, best wrestler and all this. So, you know, I expected it to be cool. I didn't want to walk around, you know, saying I serve God, knowing I do what I do. You know, I cuss at people. I fight, like I said before. I told y'all my story. They didn't even have to it. So I thought it was so hard to serve God just because, you know, matter of fact, let me tell you what type of person I was. I was the type of person that served God, but then I go behind closed doors. You know, no, my bad. I was the type of person that be on the street doing stuff, acting like I'm all Mr. Tough Guy, but then I go home behind closed doors, praying, reading my Bible. My mom used to make me fast because she knew I was going to be. To be honest, I used to deny what she told me I was going to be a preacher. Matter of fact, to this day, I still had doubts. But you know what? I'm doing a pretty good job at preaching, so I don't know. Matter of fact, God just changed my life around through this radio show. Through me ministering, y'all, I actually have kind of different doubts about preaching. Because of me ministering to y'all, I think I can actually do stuff about in Christ. You know, I thought I wasn't going to be none in Christ. Come on. That's what I used to think. I thought Christ wouldn't even fund me. Every time people used to ask me, dude, do you want to get saved? You know what I used to say? I used to say, no, I'm not ready. What's the point of not being ready if this man died on the cross for us? Why is it not to be ready? That's like somebody taking, all right, just say if you went to somebody's funeral that who sacrificed their life for your life, how would you feel? Would you just want to, oh, man, he died for me, walk away? No, you're going to feel all sorry about it because he died for you. So that's the same way I should feel about Jesus when he asks y'all to do something and do his word.
All I have to say is when it's your turn, there's no way you can run, there's no way you can hide, because when God call on you and you're not there, he's going to bring you down. Until you get in with him, in Christ, he will bring you down, I mean, to the forest, and I know about it. Not only that, my mom talked to me about God and everything, but at least it's our thing to at least get an understanding of what we hear. What do we, you know, why is we reading for and we don't understand? You know, when it's time, when he come back, all I know is I want to be right there with him. I don't want to get judged and say, well, you did this and you did that. Well, we can all change it now. You know, as people, we should just be out here really helping one another instead of talking behind each other's back. God don't like ugly. So why should we do that?
Look, I'm gonna pray for y'all. I'm gonna start praying for young people and every day and start fasting because we all need to get stronger and go in God and go forth and let him know that we are all here to help one another. I'm here to help one another because I know the things that I probably know some of the things that y'all have been through. I probably went through it already and I'm probably going through it now. So why I can't sit here and help you? I can tell you that I've been through that, or I'm going through this. I've been through this. Sometimes you need to think back and just to ask your mom or ask somebody that you know to see that they can help you, that is saved and that who knows God and who really knows God, know their true calling in him, can tell you that I've been through this, I did this, and I've done that.
Okay, as I can see, our pastor from Peace Temple is online, and I want to know, acknowledge him. You know, how you doing? You know, he does a good work. You know, not only that, he's only 29, but he's a pastor, and he really living it. You know, he's getting wealthy. He's getting more stronger in God. He's bringing us in. And I mean, as him being so young, he's teaching us things, but at the same time, he's learning. As we talk to him, he talked to us. Each one teach one. Pastor Joe, do you have anything to say? Or do you want to say anything?
Hello?
Hello?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I just want to tell y'all, just keep up the good work. They got me down here stressed out in this classroom. Y'all know how it be. But you got to get better yourself. And that's what it's all about, bettering yourself. You get stronger in God. Stay, I want y'all to stay focused and stay encouraged.
All right, thanks.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We only have 8 minutes left, and I just want to just thank God for this show on today. We have over 100 listeners and viewers in on today. I thank God for this awesome dynamic show. I told the kids before the show that they were going to do some great things on today. And I'm just so, I don't know about nobody else, but I am godly proud of these young people on today. They went in and let God use them. They prayed. Even the baby, the 15-year-old, my son, came up in here on today and let God speak to him on today. I'm telling you, this boy was afraid to even get to say anything about God, but on today, he allowed God to use him, and I'm just thanking God. Also, I just thank God just for the positive role models that they have on in their lives now. It was a time that these kids wouldn't even want to even say nothing about God or even hear anything about God, but now they love God. They at church every Sunday. They're doing great things, and they're ready to move because they have positive role models. They have people that they can look up to, and they can see if they're doing it, and I can do it. I just thank God on today. I'm telling you, all the listeners that's listening on today for Josh Generation, I thank God for you. I thank God for allowing you all to be here on this show on today. I'm telling you, God is doing some great things with the young people. I'm telling you, the young people are speaking, and we need to listen to what God is saying. He can use anyone in this season of our life to speak. I'm telling you, they're oh my God. I don't even want to take over their shell, but they want me to close them out on today. I'm just excited. Hallelujah. I heard God speak on today, and I'm going to open up the switchboard for two callers to say something to these young people, to encourage them on today, to motivate them on today, to inspire them on today, to uplift them on today, to let them know that they can move forward. in this time and season, and don't be stopped. Call me, you're live on the air. Area code 803-2264. Hallelujah. What
praise
do you have to
the
say
Lord,
to the young
praise
people?
Praise the Lord. This is Minister Antoinette Marshall from Columbia, South Carolina. I would like to tell the young people, you all did an awesome, fantastic job. And we need more and more Joshua Generation leaders today. And I praise and thank God for your truthfulness, for you being transparent, because that's what we need in this hour. And I would ask God to continue to bless you all, that he will prosper you in ways that you've never seen, that he will give you a thousandfold blessing just because you are obedient. And for each and every one of you, God is well pleased with your service. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Awesome woman of God. This is my sister, Minister Antoinette Marshall out of South Carolina. Hallelujah. I met her almost 2 years ago doing my first show. I am royalty, and I'm telling you, she's been an awesome woman of God. She called me today and let me know she's going to let some people know about this show on today. This is an awesome, powerful woman of God. She's been on royalty, ministering to Queen with Riches a couple of times. And also, she's going to let you guys know a little later about the conference that I'm doing down there in South Carolina. So I'm telling you, thank you, woman of God, for calling in on today and being a woman of your word. God bless you on today. We're opening up the lines again for caller. Oh, I know who this is. I'm going to let her introduce herself. Mrs. Royal Rose, hallelujah. What do you have to say to Joshua Generation?
What I have to say is that I am very, very, very proud of each and every one of them. Y'all did a terrific job. You shocked me. You came with it. You didn't hold back. It was all 100. I am very, very proud of each and every one of you. God bless you each, especially Dante. I did not know that he had all that word in him, but boy, you keep on going. Keep on speaking that word of God at your age. Keep on going. I ain't even going to get into it. But you just keep on going, keep on preaching, keep on praising God. You is going to go very far. Amen. That's all I have to say.
Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just excited on today. I just want to encourage everyone who's listening in on the switchboard, listening in the chat room, listening from Skype, listening from their computers, listening from your phones. I want to let everybody know, on today to motivate you, today is called Mine is on the Way to Be Manifested Monday. Hallelujah. And just in case that just don't touch you, let me say that again. Mine is on the way to be manifested Monday out of Psalms 2, verse 8. New International Version says, just only ask me, and I will give you the nations as your inheritance and the end of the earth as your possession. That meaning that God said, just ask me, and I will give you the nations as your inheritance and the end of the earth as your possession, meaning that yours will be manifested this day, 2012. Hallelujah. I'm going to let J.D. close you out, and then after that, we're going to leave with the song, Mary, Mary, Holy Spirit, Reign Like Seattle. Hallelujah. JD, we want to let you close them out.
Yes.
Do you have any final words?
Well, only thing I can say is I pray that we all come closer to God and we keep seeking him, keep praying, you know, keep going to church, that we shall succeed. That's it.
Hallelujah. LaPresia, Sister LaPresia, you have any kind of words?
May I say I'll start praying for and fasting for more of our young people to go stronger in the Lord and let them know that they're not alone.
Hallelujah. Young people, I just want to let you know that you are royalty. You are a king and queen with riches, set in heavenly places, and walking in your greatness. You shall and will and gonna be found in your seated position, God, and walking in your destiny. You are moving forward and you won't be stopped. There's something in your tomorrow and your future, and it looks much better than it looks right now. That you are a king's kid and you obtain wealth. I don't care what no one says about you. It's what the king says about you, and he called you the masterpiece. And I want you to know that in order for a man or woman to be great, his reach has to be beyond his grasp. I want you to know without a vision, the people perish. And if you know that God has called you to be something great, look up to the hills which cometh your help, and your help comes from the Lord and made the heaven and earth. I am Associate Pastor, no, Pastor Tashana Wiley, and you have tuned into Joshua Generation, and I will see you all Wednesday for True Worship. Be blessed. Agape!
My Block Radio. My Block Radio.